House Democrat Susie Leonard to receive endorsement from Sierra Club after org backed defund the police. By Jacob Bliss on February 4, 2022. Democrat Representative Susie Lee, NV, said she was honored and proud to have the endorsement from the Sierra Club, an organization primarily known for its environmental activism that also supports far-left policies in other areas, including defunding the police. Earlier this week, the Sierra Club said that it was excited to announce their endorsement of the Congresswoman. In a formal statement, the Sierra Club also wrote that the far-left organization would also be sending volunteers to her campaign to help out. The next day, Lee wrote that she was proud to have the endorsement of at Sierra Club. I am honored to have them as an ally as I fight to protect our natural resources. The Sierra Club openly supports the radical movement to defund police across the country. In the middle of 2020, during the height of the BLM riots and unrest throughout the country, the organization said it is committed to meeting this moment. The club, usually known for its environmental activism, wanted to make it clear it was adding its name to the movement to support the movement for Black Lives' demands, defund the police, invest in Black communities, and get Donald Trump out of office. Notably, they also mentioned, like so much in this moment, these demands might seem unprecedented or radical. Additionally, the Sierra Club's website added a section that said, "Where did this push to defund the police come from? And why is the Sierra Club supporting it?" It comes from recognizing that the problems with policing can't be solved through piecemeal reforms or getting rid of a few bad apples. The whole barrel, the whole system, is rotten. We have to shift our priorities away from punishment and incarceration and toward investment in the things that actually keep communities safe, like high-quality education and housing, access to nature's healing benefits, and mental health services. That shift in priorities will have to be accompanied by a shift in spending. Imagine a world where we always had enough money to maintain green space and public transit, because a third of our city's budget no longer went straight into policing. Additionally, the Sierra Club also tweeted out their opposition towards the Just and Unifying Solutions to Invigorate Communities Everywhere Justice Act that Senate Republicans introduced in 2020, which included several measures long sought by advocates of police reform. The Senate Republicans Justice Act does nothing to end excessive, brutal and militarized policing. Take action now, tell your senators to reject HS 3985 and take actual steps to hashtag defund the police and invest in Black communities, the Sierra Club tweeted. When reached for comment, Lee's office did not immediately respond if she supported the Sierra Club's defund the police stance and if she would still feel honored and proud to be endorsed by the club after knowing its stance. From pushing calls to defund the police to accepting endorsements from anti-police groups, it's clear Susie Lee can't be trusted to put the safety and security of Nevadans first. Congressional Leadership Fund Press Secretary Callie Perkins commented in an emailed statement. Crime is out of control and politicians like Susie Lee have only made it worse. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.